The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
All right, let's try and see if we can get through this. Rolene Marks, are you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Good.
But, you know, for anybody who follows astrology or the planets or whatever, it's Mercury retrograde, which affects apparently technology and communication. So I blame Mercury retrograde.
Okay, very good.
I blame Mercury retrograde for everything.
Will you please stop eating the Mercury? This is what's causing all the problems.
All right, let's talk about this rare endangered primate born in a Jerusalem biblical zoo. All right, so what kind of a primate is it?
It's a golden lion tamarin, a tiny little, gorgeous blonde little monkey, really, really beautiful. And the baby was born 2 weeks ago to its mommy Bilby and its dad Zohar. It hasn't got a name yet, so I think maybe we should name this little golden lion tamarin. And apparently they're among the rarest animals in the world. This is according to the World Wildlife Fund. And if you do follow conservation efforts in Israel, they are quite exceptional. We have had a number of endangered species animals born either in the Ramat Gan Safari Park or in the Jerusalem Biblical Zoo. There are a lot of efforts underway here to try and preserve endangered species animals and maybe to breed with them successfully. There is a project called Project NOAA. I urge you all to Google it, which is done by Israeli scientists in conjunction with German scientists to try and preserve the DNA of all animals on the planet so that we can guard them from becoming endangered. And I know this week was a very, very, very sad week for those of us who do follow animal conservation because we lost Sudan, the last northern white rhino male.
Which had to, and, you know, had to be put down.
Yes, yeah. Shocking story.
It's too heartbreaking. I mean, I can't even talk about it without tearing up. And in Israel, we have managed to breed successfully 35 rhino calves at the Ramat Gan Safari Park. So a lot of effort here to try and conserve endangered species animals.
And then you also put them to work, Rolene. I mean, the Israeli Defense Forces, I mean, they're training sharks. They're training storks. They're training dolphins. No, Tanya Curry's looking at me like I'm absolutely mad.
No, it's the truth. How else are we going to be equipped to steal all the water?
No, when people get when people get attacked by sharks, like the nations that neighbor Israel, who was it who claimed it? Was it Jordan? Who was it?
It was Egypt. Egypt claimed we are training Mossad sharks. We've heard that we have even spy bees. Tanya, spy bees. I'm telling you, we are not joking. These are proper accusations. I mean, now you know what I do in my spare time.
Rolene, just explain to me, the storks, aren't they delivering children most of the time? How do they have time to also be Mossad agents?
From 6,000
feet. Well,
this is
the trick to being a really good Mossad agent. How would you have to have a really good cover story meanwhile you are doing some more covert type activity?
All right, so any name suggestions for this little golden lion tamarind? It's like a little squirrel monkey, but it's very small. It's like a marmoset. It's the same
so
size
cute.
As a marmoset monkey,
and it's orange.
And it is orange. It's gold
and
actually.
Gorgeous.
It's very cute,
and to quote Kathy, probably smells of copper.
Well, you know, redheads do smell of copper. Ask Rolene, right, Ro?
I smell wonderful, darling. I don't know if it's a copper or not, but I smell wonderful.
Okay, so, if you've got a suggestion for this little monkey's name, let us know. 34519 or 061-895-1019. A very, very interesting story that I saw this morning, because it was the very first time that it happened. Air India has started its route direct to Israel. Tell us about that.
Well, this is also a historical moment here in Israel, and that is that Air India launched yesterday the first scheduled flight to Israel directly over Saudi airspace. This is a historical first, and this is a sign of perhaps a warming of relations between the Arab Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Israel. It took off from New Delhi at 12:30 p.m. GMT, and it landed in Tel Aviv at 8:15 last night. I wonder if it was on time, because, I mean, you never know. And it really arrived to great fanfare. And this is the first. And apparently Air India spokesperson Praveen Bhatnagar told the press that they will be flying nonstop from Delhi to Tel Aviv from March the 22nd. And there will be three flights weekly in each direction. And it's quite incredible, because flights are opening up. Direct flights are opening up all over the world. On the 1st of April, you can resume direct flights Tel Aviv to Montenegro, which I hear is absolutely magnificent. And then in June, direct flights to Bergen and Oslo in Norway, and to Scotland, or into Edinburgh in Scotland, and that will come with package deals. So the whole world is opening up to Israel.
Very interesting. All right, so I actually was thinking about, you know, I think we all know about tech companies. We've actually seen with the share price of Facebook falling, how companies can go from hero to zero.
Yep.
And basically from gold to trash.
Yes.
But Israel's trying to do something differently. They're trying to, there's a company that's claiming to turn trash into gold. What?
What they want to do is turn trash into modern day gold, or which is plastic. I don't know if you've noticed in the news lately, there are a lot of efforts, I know especially in the United Kingdom and in the United States, to try and cut down on the use of plastics, because it is detrimental to the environment. So after 5 years of development, a company called UBQ have patented a process to convert household trash from landfills into reusable plastic. So this will cut down, hopefully, on the amount of plastic that is discarded. And the reason why it's called gold is that their chief technologist pointed to a landfill that's, of course, very stinky and disgraceful, and said that is a gold mine. So they do have a pilot plant. They do have research facilities at Kibbutz Elim, which is in the south of Israel in the Negev Desert. And let's see if they are going to be able to do something quite exceptional with this trash. You know, what do they say? One man's trash is another man's treasure. In this case, plastic.
Yeah, look, as long as it's not that they're relying on us to look at that and say, oh, that's gold. Like, we want the real stuff.
Absolutely, we want the real stuff.
It must come with all that certificate.
What do they say? All that glitters isn't gold.
Something like that.
Kathy's next engagement ring will be made out of a checkers packet.
My next one. How many do you think I've had?
Well, the question isn't how many you've had, but how many more you're still going to get. Going to be made out of a checkers packet, Kathy.
You know that song, Run Baby Run? Rolene Marks, we wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you very, very much for the
Shalom,
time.
Everybody, please stay safe. I know it's raining nonstop there. Just stay safe in the traffic and have a great Shabbat.